It's hard to love another when you have never felt loved. It's hard to see another when you feel invisible, or to hear another when your voice is not heard. Here we are in the season of Epiphany, a season of revelation, God revealed in a tiny, vulnerable baby. God revealed through a star that pierced the night sky. God revealed as Jesus is baptized in the River Jordan. What is it that is revealed as Jesus is baptized? It is love. It is belovedness. It is attention and recognition and affirmation. Father Gregory Boyle's book, The Whole Language, The Power of Extravagant Tenderness, recounts his interactions with former gang members, and it is inspiring and relevant in the context of being beloved, being loved unconditionally. Boyle writes about these former gang members, describing the weight, the burden of sin, to which Boyle always responds, God doesn't see sin. God sees Son. This scene at Jesus' baptism in Mark's gospel reminds us of this. God doesn't say, you have lived well, or you have repented well. God says, you are my Son, the Beloved. God says this to Jesus before he embarks on his earthly ministry, before he has done anything. And God says this to us before we have done anything, without us doing anything. God says to us, I see you, I hear you, and I love you. Now, go see others. God says to us, go listen to others, love others. Mark's gospel brings us this verse. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven. You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. You are my Son. With you I am well pleased. This is God saying to Jesus, I see you, I hear you, and I love you. This beginning, this starting point of being loved, seen, and heard, sets Jesus on a path that would have him love those who had never felt loved. It would have him see those who had been invisible and hear those whose voices had been silenced. Jesus' baptism is recounted in each of the four Gospels, and while each telling agrees on how and where Jesus is baptized, it is only in Mark and Luke that we hear this you. In Mark's Gospel, which has a theme of Jesus' secret identity throughout it, this you is a private message to Jesus. In Luke, though, the message of attention and love and recognition and belovedness, in that you, it's for everyone. It is recognition of love and attention for those who are ignored and invisible. It is recognition and love and attention for us, for all people, for all of creation. Richard Rohr writes about baptism as beginning. He comments that while we might wonder why Jesus, the Son of God, needed to be baptized, it was so that Jesus could begin his journey to the cross, having heard God speak his belovedness. Beginnings, starting points. We also heard from Genesis this morning, the creation story from Genesis 1. And we'll hear more about this from Gary as we have our first session after the service today. This creation story invites us to think about starting points. Genesis tells us that in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, a wind swept over the waters, and God speaks. God speaks, and there is light. Mark's gospel tells us that as Jesus is baptized, the spirit, or wind, or breath of God descends, and God speaks. God speaks love, saying to Jesus, "You are beloved." Let that sweep over you. See that spark of light in your darkness. God speaks light and love first. This is the starting point. This is the creation we inhabit, a creation of light and love. And we are all connected to and filled with that light and love. In Eugene Peterson's translation of this morning's gospel passage, we're offered these words from John the Baptist. The real action comes next. The star in this drama, to whom I'm a mere stagehand, will change your life. I'm baptizing you here in the river, turning your old life into a kingdom life. His baptism, a holy baptism by the Holy Spirit, will change you from the inside out. It is the you of being beloved, of being loved and seen and heard, that changes us from the inside out. It is God speaking light and love first, and us seeing and feeling light and love first, that changes us from the inside out. This is our gift and blessing in baptism. Baptism frees us by acknowledging and affirming that we are loved, and it sets us on a path that has us acknowledge that same love in all our relationships and encounters. Baptism sets us on a path of love and generosity and justice and respect that Jesus walked as he made his way through his earthly ministry. What does it feel like to have someone's undivided attention? What does it feel like when someone really listens, really hears you, really sees and loves you? We have this with God, but it is revealed in our encounters with each other and with our world. It is our encounters and our relationships that turn love from something abstract into something concrete, from something intangible to something tangible. It is hard to love another when you've never had another love you. We have an opportunity in our baptism to change that. In our baptismal liturgy, the newly baptized hear these words, "Let your light so shine before others." Knowing that we are loved and heard by God kindles that light, kindles that divine spark that is in each of us. And we let that light shine by paying attention to one another as we make our way through this life. When we pay attention to one another, we are saying, "You are beloved." We are saying, "I see your light. I see you. I hear you. And I love you." This is what Mark's gospel reminds us on this feast of the baptism of the Lord. This is what Jesus' baptism and our baptism calls us to. Last night we gathered in the hall to celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, and we heard the story of the Magi. The Magi saw light and love. They saw a star in the night sky, a light that pierced the darkness, and they paid attention to it. They were willing to travel a huge distance to pay attention to that light. And what did they do when they got to Jesus? They saw love, and they showed love as they paid him homage. Another part of our Epiphany story is that the Magi went home by a different road. They didn't go back the way they came. It is light and love that help us as followers of Jesus to follow a different road, to beat a different path from many of the paths that our society shows us. Poet Jan Richardson offers us these words in her poem, Blessing of the Magi. "You will set out by that other road that lies in shadow and in dark. We cannot show you the route that will take you home. That way is yours and will be found in the walking. But we tell you, you will wonder at how the light you thought you had left behind goes with you, spilling from your empty hands, shimmering beneath your homeward feet, illuminating the road with every step you take." Light does spill from our hands if we leave them open. Light does shimmer beneath our feet if we walk a path of peace and justice and love in this life. We can see and be light and love if our hearts and minds are open to one another. As we reflect on Jesus' baptism, and through this season of Epiphany, I pray that we will all feel seen and heard and loved. May we find healing and wholeness in that knowledge, and may it give us fresh resolve to walk with light and love. In Jesus' name, amen.